Welcome to the Hand On Business Podcast, the place you come to get tips, tricks, and advice on growing your business. This is a podcast where you can hear real business leaders discussing systems and methodologies that they have used to help them catapult growth in their businesses. So I'm your podcast host, Hakeem Adebiyi, and I've grown several small businesses to multi-million pound enterprises, and I noticed that there wasn't really a place to focus on where I was, i.e. growing a small business. All the content that was out there seemed to be about big businesses and often just a lot of theory, not practical, implementable advice. And that's what I'm here to do. If you're new to the podcast, then stay tuned to see if I'm telling the truth. Today will be one of my shorter business bite sessions, which is effectively me musing about a topic which has piqued my interest. And as we approach the end of the year, it's a perfect time to reflect on what we've achieved and plan for what comes next. This is especially important when it comes to managing our team. So I thought that discussing end of year reviews would be a great topic for a podcast, as a well-planned and executed end of year review can be an invaluable tool for driving your business forward. But how do you ensure that your end of year review is going to be effective? I thought a few top tips may help. So hopefully you'll find that enjoyable and also very, very useful. But before I kick off, please remember that when I'm talking about an end of review, that's got to be as part of a comprehensive performance management cycle and not just as a one-off event. And I'm going to talk more about that in another podcast. But back to today, how do you ensure that your end of year reviews help you drive your business? Now, every single year, companies around the world conduct end of year reviews with their employees. But what makes a good review? Is it enough to just review performance, or should there be more? It's all about finding that balance between performance feedback and employee engagement. It's an opportunity to identify areas of improvement, celebrate successes, and set goals for future growth. But how do you make sure that you get the most out of these reviews? Here are five top tips to help you deliver end of year reviews that will drive your business forward. So number one, set clear goals and expectations. The first step to any successful end of year review is setting clear goals and expectations, and not necessarily what you're thinking when I'm talking about clear goals and expectations, because in the first instance, you need to set clear goals for the actual review itself, i.e. what do you want to achieve from this review? Are you looking to identify areas of improvement or reward outstanding performance? Remember, a review is the perfect time to show gratitude. Showing appreciation for your people's hard work over the past year is essential for motivating them in the future. So showing them you value their dedication will let them know their efforts are appreciated and that they are an integral part of the team. So it's also essential that these goals are communicated clearly with all involved so that everyone has a common understanding of what you're actually trying to achieve in the review. So that's the first part. Now, the second part, this is still number one, setting clear goals and achievement, is that once in the review, setting clear SMART goals is just as important and should include both short-term objectives as well as long-term goals that can be used as benchmarks throughout the year. Remember, I said this should be part of the overall performance management strategy. This will give employees something to work towards and ensure that everyone is on the same page when it comes to understanding what needs to be accomplished in order for the company to succeed. Now, to ensure that goals and expectations are set and are common to both you and the person you're reviewing, you need to prepare. So the number two tip is prepare in advance. So once you've identified your goals, it's time to start preparing for the review process. This includes ensuring that all the relevant documentation is up to date and readily available, as well as scheduling any one-to-one meetings with team members, if necessary, for additional feedback. Now, doing this before the actual review date will help make sure that it runs smoothly and efficiently and ensures everyone can focus on getting the most out of the process. And to help get to this stage, you need to go to tip number three. And tip number three is involve your team. It's important that your team feels involved in the review process. It shouldn't just be, I'm going to send some stuff out to you and you do what I say. You know, if they feel like their opinions actually matter, they will be much more likely to offer honest feedback, which can then be used to drive improvements in areas where needed. Encouraging dialogue between management and staff will also help to foster an open working environment, which has been proven to lead to improved productivity. So things like a 360-degree feedback, a one-to-one with team members, as discussed as part of your preparation, are always very, very useful. And one thing that I've really found invaluable in my many years of doing end-of-year reviews and reviews in general is getting the team to fill in any review form beforehand, then sending it to me. I then fill in my comments, and then you then know before you meet if there's a common understanding or not, which means that you can potentially deal with any contentious issues before that specific meeting, because when you get into that meeting, you want to make sure that's as productive as possible, not getting into the back and forth and discussing points that soak up loads of time that could have easily been dealt with in a one-to-one or another time prior to that meeting. And this obviously means that if you want to involve your team, you need to be open and honest. And that leads us on to tip number four. And tip number four is encouraging open and honest communication. This is a key component of a successful end-of-year review, and some may say it's a key component of every single thing that we do in business. You want to encourage your team members to openly discuss their success, their failures, and areas they'd like additional support in over the coming months. Now, this, if you do it correctly, will create an environment where everyone feels comfortable speaking up and voicing their opinion, as well as allowing them to provide invaluable feedback that can be then used to improve processes within your organization. And if you do that, you get a much, much stronger organization, and you get the best ideas, not just the ideas from the senior management. And that's how you build strength into an organization. So one thing that I've seen work to foster this is to create what you can call a good news feed on your company internet or intranet, should I say, or any other way that you communicate. So if that, digital is obviously nice and easy, but if it's a physical board, because you're in a manufacturing plant or a factory or whatever, you can stick good news up on there. And this is really an opportunity where people can post about other team members and give feedback on positive things that they've done. And it starts to foster that culture of we're all in it together. And actually, if I see somebody doing something well, I actually put that down. And then that encourages me, hopefully, to then do that for somebody else. And I think that really helps foster that feedback loop, because feedback is a gift. And this is the last tip, as you want to people to look forward to the review and not be dreading criticism and not being sure how it's going to go. So tip number five is that you need to provide constructive feedback. So to be clear, providing constructive feedback doesn't mean that you don't discuss areas of improvement. It's something that people mistake either. Well, when you say constructive feedback, it means you can only give them positive feedback on all the things that they're doing well. No, it's essential for people to develop, to have constructive feedback and understand what their areas of improvement are if they want to develop and if you want the business to move forward and progress. So actually, we know no one likes getting negative feedback, but it's important for employees to understand how they can improve going forward and grow with your company. You know, so you want to make sure that you focus on providing concrete, objective examples of where you've seen what you're going to talk to them about and of where you've had feedback on a development area, and then provide actionable steps that can be taken rather than just pointing out mistakes. This is the difference between constructive feedback and just criticizing people. If you do it in this way, then employees know exactly what needs to be done in order for them to reach success within your organization. Plus, they trust you, which leads to open and honest communication. So in summary, a successful end of year review should focus on both performance feedback and employee engagement in order for it to really drive your business forward. By setting clear goals and expectations, preparing properly, encouraging open communication, and providing constructive feedback, you can then maximize the potential of each individual within your organization, whilst also ensuring that everyone is working towards common goals set by the senior management or the management team. Now, I personally love end of year reviews because I really love developing people and seeing people progress. And that includes my own development, my own progression. This obviously leads to the business moving forward, and it helps you achieve success together. And when done correctly, an end-of-year review can be a powerful tool for driving your business forward by helping identify strengths and weaknesses within your team. By setting the goals, and very clear goals, and by preparing in advance, as I've said, and involving your team throughout the process, you can ensure that your end-of-year review is a success. Good luck, and I hope this short podcast is going to help you. As always, subscribe, like, and share with your friends, colleagues, and anyone else you can think of. But most of all, keep the feedback coming so we can continue to improve and give you more of what you like. Check out the show notes at www.thesalesaccelerationformula.com. And I really hope you picked up some actionable tips. Keep listening and keep growing.